Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. What a timely interview this is going to be. And we want to welcome to KDWA Mary Ellen Fox. She is the Health Services Coordinator for Hastings District 200. And we are going to talk about kids, the staff, and illnesses. How have you been?
I'm good. Thanks, Mo. And thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in today. So, first of all, in the olden days, I know you're an RN,
yep.
you're a nurse.
Yep.
We didn't have nurses in every school, did we, back in the day?
Which day are we talking?
Oh, we're talking about ancient history when I went to school.
Oh, you know, I think when I went to school as well, it was, yeah, there was maybe one nurse, yeah, for like an entire school district or something. But I don't know what the history of the Hastings School District is.
We are very well represented, I think.
We have a nurse in each building in the Hastings School District. And my office is actually at the community center at Tilden. And so I work with the preschoolers and the early childhood screening, and I oversee all of the nurses in the buildings and kind of have an overarching view of the whole district and health related matters.
And I know over the course of, gosh, maybe obviously 10, 15, but certainly the last couple of years, the job of a school nurse has really broadened. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is. That's true. And, you know, we do, well, the last 2 years was all things COVID, and COVID was everywhere.
Remember when you were having to trace, contact tracing?
Unbelievable.
Private detective.
Breathe. Yes, it was really, and you know, I have to thank our community because it has been so difficult. I mean, COVID really made everything difficult. Just going to the grocery store, for goodness sakes, was difficult. And going to school was extremely difficult. And how do we manage this and keep people well? And so now we've sort of made it through all of this, and yet it seems like it hasn't, because now all of a sudden we have all this other illness that has struck. So it's so to that end, this week we're taping this 2 days before Thanksgiving. All of our schools have reported to the state that we have achieved the dubious distinction of having more than 5%, or in the elementary school, 3 or more students in a given classroom out ill with influenza-like illness. And it is a mandated report. It's not COVID. So there is a huge number of kids out sick.
So what is going on? What is this new round of illnesses?
We have all sorts of things. So we have RSV, which is called respiratory syncytial virus, but we call it RSV.
And that has been in the news a lot lately.
Yes, it's all over the news. Influenza, we've had strep throat, and we also have COVID. And actually, in the Star Tribune today, in the front page, the title caption on the very front of it says, "Doctors make plea as sick kids come jam ER." So they are overwhelmed. The hospitals are filled with kids who are sick. And a lot of it is RSV, some of it is influenza, and some of it is COVID.
So can you get back to RSV? Has that always been around and we just didn't hear about it as much?
Yes, it generally goes with infants and young children, but right now it seems to be creeping up all over the place. And I don't know if, like, our bodies, we've had 2 years of wearing masks and really trying to avoid people and avoid getting ill. And so the viruses were, everything was kept at bay. And now all of a sudden we're just back at it. Everyone is tired of COVID. Everyone's tired of wearing masks. I am too. And yet now the viruses are having at it. So they have all these people all over the place to just infect. And so there are a lot of people sick right now.
So is RSVP. Is RSV something that we as adults should be nervous about?
Yes. I have a friend who, he's a retired age. He and his wife both shortened their vacation because they ended up with RSV and came home. They were very sick. Usually it's just infants, but so people that are older can get it. And actually, as adults probably get more like a cold, and yet you can spread it to other people who can get it too. So,
but what are the symptoms of RSV?
It's a lot like a cold.
Ugh.
It's a cough. So it's really, that's the problem, is it's hard to know what it is. It could be influenza. It could be COVID, for goodness sakes. So it starts with a cough, watery eyes, runny nose, or a stuffy nose, and sneezing. And they can also get a fever. And it usually, the symptoms last about 7 days.
And so how do you know for sure that's what you have?
People can go in and get tested. Okay. You know, COVID, we were so trained with COVID to like, is it COVID, get tested. Right now with the emergency rooms being so full, they're actually saying, you know what, if you're sick, stay home. If you're really, really sick, then yes, please do go in and get seen. You could call your doctor, but because the emergency rooms are so full, they're really wanting people just please stay home. And the problem with school is if you give a kid some ibuprofen or Tylenol and send them to school, they're not better. You've just masked the symptoms. And so therefore, then the disease just spreads all that much more. So if people are doing that, we're making the problem worse.
So if you are talking and you're putting your parent hat on and talking to other parents, what would you be saying to them?
Well, actually, I just sent this out in the Raider update this last Sunday, but basically, if your child is sick, please keep them home. And you can bring them into their doctor and find out what they have. And I mean, strep, we also have strep, which strep is the only thing that's out there right now of the primary big four right now that is a bacterial infection that you can get an antibiotic for, which will make it go away. If you have RSV, that's a virus. If you have COVID, that's a virus. If you have influenza, that's a virus.
And a cold is a virus.
Yes, colds are viruses. So usually there isn't a quick fix to that. Strep, there is. There's it's a bacterial infection. So there's antibiotics for that.
But again, that's something that you would have to have diagnosed.
Yes.
You know, I've had strep throat before, and it was not the world's worst sore throat. So I wasn't positive it was, because I had always heard, oh, strep is this terrible sore throat.
Yes.
I had a sore throat, but I mean, it wasn't the worst one I've ever had.
Yep.
It's so confusing. And,
yes.
Okay, I'm glad to hear you as a nurse. It's confusing too, as well.
Yeah.
So getting back to, I liked what you said earlier about we've had 2 years where we were masking up. Do you think that did something to our immune system?
Probably. We didn't have that usual bombardment of germs, just that, you know, because there's germs everywhere.
And usually we're able to fight them off.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
And this is Mary Ellen's theory. I'm not an immunologist, but that's my theory is that, yeah, we went all this time. You know, we were hyper vigilant about things, and which helped. I mean, it meant that
it did help. You know, and I mean, I didn't get bronchitis or pneumonia like I did almost every other year.
So unfortunately, since I think I saw you last year around November,
yes,
things, you know, really crept up last year. Thanksgiving, we had this massive peak of COVID. And then January, it all COVID broke loose. It was bad. I ended up with COVID twice, and I'm vaccinated. Now, I would urge any listener, if you haven't been vaccinated again with your booster, please do go ahead and get it. What we don't know is what's going to happen next. I mean, all the holidays coming up, all these family gatherings, that's the great sharing of germs. And so, unfortunately, that's the concern of professionals, is that we're going to be getting more illness being spread even more than already. I don't know if it's, you know, if that's the case, or if we're peaking with the RSV and then COVID's going to come back, who knows? But the basic message is stay home if you're sick. And if you can, if you haven't already, get boosted, get your for COVID and also get your influenza shot. I got mine on the same day. You can do that in the same arm even. So I could sleep. I'm a side sleeper. So I had them give me my shots in my left arm and got done with it. So that's really the best protection that we have for viruses, is to get that vaccination.
And I know that all the school kids are not the same age. I mean, we have a broad range of ages in the school system. So what would you say to parents of really little kids?
Actually, even preschoolers can get vaccinated for COVID and for influenza as well. So they can do that. And again, keep your child home if they're sick. Practice good hand hygiene. So teach your child how to wash their hands. Have them cover their cough. And if they're coughing, keep them home. That means they're sick. So yeah, those are my big message. And actually, you can also wear masks. And if you're going to a family gathering, one thing you can do, you could do testing ahead of time to make sure you don't have COVID. You could also wear a mask if you're in a high-risk setting, if that makes you feel more comfortable, and stay away from people that appear to be sick.
So getting back to masking again, though, I thought masks, that I would wear a mask to protect you. and you would wear a mask to protect me. So if one of us wasn't wearing a mask, that was problematic.
It was, and yet I know that some of the masking, it did help.
Okay.
So they've shown that the schools that kept a mask policy in place actually had considerably less COVID in them than the ones that did not. So that's a thing that has been found to be the case.
So getting back to, you mentioned the big four. What are they again?
Okay, so right now in our school, we have influenza, we have RSV, we have strep throat, and we do have COVID-19 as well. And it's not just students that have it, our staff have it as well. So really, it's kind of just all over the place. And what we're trying to do is keep our students well and keep them learning. And, you know, when they're sick, that doesn't happen so well, and it gets other people sick too.
Well, it does. And I think what we did learn from the COVID years was that we can still learn online. It's maybe not quite as optimal.
Yes.
But, you know, I think gone are the full snow days, because now most of the kids have access to homework online.
Yes.
So if they're not feeling well, stay home.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. And actually, those, I know that the superintendent has said with snow days, when we do have one, the very first one, it will be a traditional snow day.
Excellent.
But after that, then we will be doing online learning, because we know how to do that.
We do. But you know what? There's something, it's so fun to wake up to snow day. Okay, you're even speaking as staff.
Yes.
I mean, as a parent, I love them. I love snow days. Usually they happen on a day where I have to come to work, though,
yes.
Here, and I can't say, oh, I can't make it.
Well, and driving is not always so fun when you have a snow day, trying to get places. It's pretty hairy. And
yes.
You know, we have people, our kids are from all, we have a massive district.
We so do.
Driving in buses, and it's really problematic when
yes.
we have a big snowstorm.
Yes. And
all
I,
our kids.
Oh, no, and I have to hand it to all those bus drivers for safely delivering the kids to school.
Yes.
Because those country roads are not great.
They aren't. And no. We have so many of them. We have kids all over the place. So
as we get together over the holiday season, do you always see a spike then when kids come back to school in January?
There usually is, yes. And even in December, you know, so following Thanksgiving, there's usually a spike, and then January as well. And we saw that this last year with COVID, and I'm thinking we probably will again. So what makes me nervous is we already are seeing a spike, so it's a challenge.
So what are some of the things that you would recommend? Obviously, the hand washing.
Hand washing. So actually, you can sanitize well-used surfaces. The challenge with things like COVID and RSV and influenza is those are airborne things. So if you have an air filter, you can use those. I don't know that in the end, you know, being close up to other people, that's really how you spread disease. You know, when you have a gathering of a lot of people, they're like, hey, look at all these people here. We're just going to circulate, and people are breathing in all the germs and all that. And one of the challenges is a lot of times people are contagious before they come down with the disease.
Yes, that's the bummer, is
yes.
that I think, you know, people are trying to be responsible, but they don't have symptoms yet.
Yeah. And so then for sure, if you're not feeling well, I think for so many years we were like pushing it and like, we can do this. I just have a little something. I'm just going to keep going. I'll just take some ibuprofen and I'll, you know, if you really don't feel good, back off a little bit. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. If you're sick, you're sick, right? So really that's best practice as our grown-ups as well. Stay home if you don't feel good.
It seems pretty simplistic.
It really is, but yeah, that's.
But you understand that parents have a lot of other stressors, or
yes,
but it's the right thing to do.
It is, and it's so difficult because I know people need to work; they need to have their job. There's many layers of complexity to it.
Yes,
so I really understand that.
So, Mary Ellen, tell us a little bit more about the staff. Do they have the same high incidence as it sounds like the students do?
We have a lot of staff out ill as well right now.
And that's a challenge because
yes.
they need to be there and somebody has to backfill for them.
Yes, we have to get subs. And so that is something that we're dealing with right now as well. So, you know, they're always working to make sure we have what is needed so that our students can be learning, maintain that continuity of care and of learning. And it's tricky when we have people out sick.
I bet it is. So as far as somebody's immune system, is there really a difference in how people are made? Some people, they just don't ever seem to get sick, or if they do get sick, they're not down for the count. And then there's other people that they could walk through a room and come down with something.
Yeah, it does seem like that is the case for some people. And so there's one slang term that people are being called novids, meaning they've not ever had COVID. They
do you think that's
novid.
True, or
I don't know.
Their symptoms were so
I don't know.
Slight. It seems far fetched to me.
It does. I have some friends that I'm like, how is it that you managed to not get this? So I know of a few people like that
Are true novids in their minds.
Well, yeah. They are, and I know they even had tested, and it's like, really, you didn't get it. So, maybe there might.
And you've had it twice as a
I know. So you know, it's just I don't want to get it a third time. I know of people that have gotten it a third time, and I don't want it.
Did both of your cases were
very
they,
mild?
They were. Okay. And were they kind of the same then?
Sort of. The second time, I was hardly sick at all. And it was only because I'd been in a car ride. Get this. I went to Chicago with some school nurses, and we were laughing and laughing about COVID, and we had the best time, and then we had a six-hour car ride on the way home, and then one of them starts having these sinus kind of symptoms, and I'm like, oh, really? And then, what do you know, she ends up with COVID, and then the next one gets COVID, and then I got COVID, so all the school nurses got COVID.
That's sort of a just cruel irony.
COVID got the last laugh.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah. So,
but it's still not something to be.
It's not.
No, because you never know how it's going to affect you. And that's what I'm thinking about this RSV.
Yes.
That really has come out of the woodwork. And I guess I did not know that adults could get that.
Well, and they don't usually get as sick. It's usually little babies that get sick. But yet, I know of adults that have gotten quite sick from it. So I don't know why that is. So
as we move forward, give us one last piece of advice.
Oh, you know what? I think I want to say enjoy life, because, you know, it's been so difficult, all this COVID stuff. So it's so nice to be able to see you in person.
Thank you. You too.
And just to spend time cherishing time with our family and friends and our loved ones. So that would be my bit of advice, is enjoy each day.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to. Thank you so much. Great to see you. That's a funny story about you all, you school nurses. Mary Ellen Fox, she is a health services coordinator for District 200. And as we gather and then come back to our prospective schools or places of business, do be cognizant that you might have picked up something, and let's do our best to not continue to spread it and keep the world safe. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.